gossip. Maybe sometimes I find out things and I pass that information on. You know, kind of like a public service.
Let's go!
And now, with all the latest celebrity dirt, here's Rachel.
New York City police arrested four people as part of their investigation into the overdose of Philip Seymour Hoffman. They've gotten a warrant to search three apartments in a building in New York's Chinatown. Sources say they were tipped off by someone who bought heroin from the same dealer Hoffman did. Paul Walker left his entire $25 million estate to his 15-year-old daughter, Meadow. His will also states that he wants his own mother to be Meadow's guardian, and he wants his father to control the estate. It's not clear if the girl's mother is cool with this. Flea has confirmed that the Red Hot Chili Peppers were not playing their instruments live during the Super Bowl halftime show because the NFL wouldn't let them. He said that it was a difficult decision, but they went ahead with it, mostly because the vocals would be live. We may be getting closer to seeing Journey reunite with their classic lead singer, Steve Perry. When asked if they've talked about reuniting, Steve said, quote, we're trying. It's tough, you know. I'm doing my best in that area, and I can only do so much. And Taylor Swift believes writing revenge songs about her exes is way riskier than getting naked. She says, quote, for me, risky is writing confessional songs about a person with enough detail so everyone knows who that person is. That's putting myself out there, maybe even more than taking my shirt off.